Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today is part two of the message I started yesterday about this wonderful little deal these doctors came up with to host events where the drug company reps would pay $25,000 apiece to attend a single meeting with people from the FDA. And so I mentioned one of our members and a local Columbus attorney got a hold of the emails under an information request, open records request, and the emails seemed to make clear that this was really all about money and influence and that they had some idea that what they were doing wasn't quite right. The price was high even by Washington standards, and some companies complained. The organizers were firm, and the organizers were two medical professors, Robert Dworkin and Dennis Turk. So Dworkin wrote in an email to Turk, $20,000 is small change, and they can justify it easily if they want to be at the table. Everybody's been very happy with the meetings, and they're getting a huge amount for very little money. Impact on FDA thinking, exposure to FDA thinking, exposure to academic opinion leaders and their expertise, journal article authorship, etc., and they know it. In another exchange, a company rep stated that he could only come up with $10,000. Dworkin then wrote to Turk. He didn't realize we were inflexible on the $25,000 and then asked, a bit testily, how many companies were already on board. And when I said 10, he then asked whether it cost $250,000 to hold a meeting in D.C. I gave our standard response to this, which appeared to mollify him fine. Still another exchange indicated that the two seemed to know that they were at the edge ethically on these meetings. Turk wrote to Dworkin, the natives are restless regarding finances, and I don't know how we will bury the postdoc funds if we're too specific. Government officials also seemed nervous. The Post reports that a National Institutes of Health staffer said that since the drug companies paid for the meetings and they were held in private, they might be compromised because it was paid for by a few large pharmaceutical firms who are assumed to be influencing the outcomes. That's a direct quote from an email. But those concerns didn't stop the NIH officials from attending the meetings. The FDA claims that had the meetings been organized by the FDA and taken place in the agency's offices, that the rules would have been clear about things like sponsorship, openness, and other issues. But since the meetings were organized outside of the agency, there aren't any rules governing those activities. Now, my comment on this is FDA and NIH employees seems to be ethically challenged and unable to make good decisions on their own, so perhaps we need a new set of rules for how to conduct themselves outside the buildings in which they work. Or maybe we'll go back to my original idea from yesterday, which is let's just find a way to throw them all out. An individual who can't figure out that drug company executives paying $25,000 to have access to a meeting with you presents an ethical challenge. If you really don't understand that, I don't think you should be working for the federal government. So in any case, but the take-home point of all of this is that the process of drug approval and managing drug safety and efficacy is so tainted and riddled with conflict of interest as to be almost meaningless at this point in time, which is why consumers have to be savvy about the choices they make and their interactions with the medical community. Well, that's all for now. Have a wonderful day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.